A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar in the foot of the mountain, and set up 12 pillars corresponding to the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed oxen as offerings of well-being to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he dashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in it, hearing of the people, they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." Moses took the blood and dashed it on the people and said, "See the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." The word of the Lord.
I will take the cup of life, I will call God's name all my days. I will take the cup of life, I will call God's name all my days. How can I make a return for the goodness of God? This saving cup I will bless and sing and call the name of God. I will take the cup of life, I will call God's name all my days. The dying of those who keep faith is precious to our God. I am your servant, called from your hands, you have set me free. I will take the cup of life, I will call God's name all my days. To you I will offer my thanks and call upon your name. You are my promise for all to see. I love your name, O God. I will take the cup of life, I will call God's name all my days.
Mm-hmm.
reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have come. He passed through the greater and perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. He entered once for all into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls, with the sprinkling of the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies those who have been defiled, so that their flesh is purified, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to worship the living God? For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, because a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions under the first covenant. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
I am the living bread from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Hallelujah.
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 The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. It was the first day of the unleavened bread, the time when the paschal lambs were sacrificed. His disciples went to him and asked, "Where do you wish us to prepare the Passover for you?" Jesus said to them, "Go into the city. You will find a certain man carrying a water jar and follow him. The house into which he goes, you go, and you say to the householder, 'Where is the room where the master and his disciples may eat the Passover?' He will show you a large room upstairs, spacious and furnished. Prepare the Passover meal there." So the disciples went into the city, and they found it just as he told them, and they prepared the meal. Now while they were eating, he took bread, he broke it, he gave it to them. He said, "Take, this is my body." And then later he took the cup of wine, prayed the blessing, gave it to them, and they all drank, and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which will be shed for many. I assure you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until I drink it new in the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the feast of the Eucharist. It's important for us to go back wholly in spirit to that event that is described in the Gospel reading this morning. Jesus gathers with his disciples to celebrate the Passover. The Passover is that annual event in which the people of Israel remembered and celebrated their freedom of freedom from slavery. And as the people of Israel sat down and as they prayed those prayers, and as they ate that meal, they believed that they were not only remembering an historical event, which truly it is, but that in the praying and in the eating, that event becomes personal, real, effective in their lives. That freedom and liberation is theirs. Passover meal can only be celebrated in community. No one may celebrate that event solo. It demands the gathering of family and friends and neighbors. For the gift of freedom, the gift of liberation, is found in community. The gift of freedom and the gift of liberation is found in the relationships between people. And the challenge of the Passover, and consequently the challenge of the Eucharist, is that men and women who celebrate the Passover and men and women who share the Eucharist become witnesses, witnesses to liberation and freedom. Now, there are those people who would try to spiritualize all of this, that the liberation and the freedom that God brings us is an internal thing, that God really doesn't care about the fabric of human life and human interchange. There are those who would so deeply spiritualize the gospel that they would strip it of all of flesh and blood. The story of the Passover is a story about freedom, not just inner freedom, but freedom from physical slavery. The freedom by which people come from a condition of servitude. They are freed to wander in the desert, and then they are freed to own their land. And out of that land, to live healthy, strong, vibrant lives. The action of God is concerned with the entire of the human family. The action of God is concerned with all of human endeavor. The action of God truly touches the interior lives of men and women. But just as truly stakes its claim to be the engine by which men and women seek each other's good. Week by week, you and I come and we stand at the table of the Lord. Week by week, we celebrate the Passover of Jesus. Week by week, we remember the historical event. And week by week, we believe that that event, the effect of that event, the power of that event, is unleashed in our lives and the life of the world. And we believe that we who celebrate that have a responsibility, have a commitment, that we proclaim that in the communities in which we live by seeking the common good, by seeking the common good of all people. Now, you and I were first drawn into this mystery of Christ through the waters of baptism. And we were nurtured and nourished and are nurtured and nourished in this mystery of Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. So it's only fitting that we should have the opportunity to celebrate the sacrament of baptism and to remember the act by which we were first inserted into the mystery of Christ, as well as to celebrate communion and to remember the first time we were introduced to the table of the Lord. and in so doing to recommit ourselves in water of baptism and in the bread of the Eucharist as men and women who proclaim the Passover, the saving, liberating, freeing action of God in the world in which you and I live. So as we prepare to celebrate the sacrament of baptism, I ask that you join with me as we pray God's presence in the waters by which salvation and freedom are won. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In the very beginning, you breathed over the waters and you made them the wellspring of all life. You rescued your people from slavery and you brought them to freedom through the waters of the Red Sea. Your Son was baptized in the waters of the Jordan. And as he hung upon the cross, water and blood flowed from his side. And so we ask you to unseal this font. And we pray that those who are baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus be brought to the fullness of life. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I ask you to join with me.